Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station. You guys have been wearing me out about this BET Sunday Best recap, and I'm excited to have online with me my sister Neely Dickerson. Hey, honey.
Hi, Cheryl. How you doing?
Good. Now, y'all know Neely's one of my besties, so we got to get started with this whole BET Sunday Best competition. I was scratching my head last night, Neely, like, who in the world are they going to get rid of?
It was so hard last night. First of all, when they came out singing together, the thing that we loved about it was they didn't try to out-sing each other.
Right.
It was a good compliment and a good blend, and they just started off with a great tribute to Pastor Crouch. So it was fantastic. Mm. And he got into it, and every singer was good. Everybody did their thing. There was only one person, if we go through them, that I would have sent home. If I had to pick, and she wasn't bad, I just would have said, okay, this is going to be my pick because she didn't stand up today. But now let's go through them. What did you think about Kizzy?
Kizzy really surprised me. I'm like Yolanda. I loved that jazzy side of her. I didn't know if she was going to be able to pull it off, but she did.
She was my favorite of the night.
Really?
Yeah, she was my favorite because of what you just said.
Yeah.
Because Kizzy's been churching us, which is easy. But she took church and added a little jazz to her church.
Yeah.
So I really, really liked it because it was a surprise.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
I enjoyed her so much.
She was good. Okay, I'm going to stick with the girls. What did you think about Denitra?
She was my favorite last night.
Okay.
She was my favorite because she showed growth. You know what I mean? Because even when, Kim was giving her instructions, she did exactly what Kim said, but she also gave it her personality. And even though that might be an easy genre for her, she just wasn't believable for me in the last few weeks. But last night, she was my favorite.
Okay, but she looked fantastic.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah,
looked great, but she did a fantastic job, too. Mm-hmm. Okay, Alexis, I'm just going to go through the women. What do you think about Alexis?
Now, Alexis has been my favorite from the beginning. A little lackluster last night.
See, if I had to send somebody home, Alexis would have been my go-home last night.
I was scared for her last night.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, exactly. I felt the same way. But she did, again, good job, but just kind of didn't do what we know we could. Or a little too busy for me, too.
Yeah. And somebody probably needs to tone her down a bit. I mean, she, her disposition is great all the time, but I don't know. The red hair thing,
But you know what? Remember when Kirk said earlier when he said, that's what you, so being so young, you're 18, calm down.
Yeah.
It's that thing where you want to prove that you know it all, and you don't get over that till you get about 33. So she got a little while to go.
Yeah. And on the fashion end, if she's going to do the bright red hair, she's going to have to tone down the outfit because, in fashion, today, one statement is all you need.
Right.
It could be a simple dress with a bold jewelry statement, but her bold statement is always her hair. So yeah, you got to tone it down a bit. And you're right, even the performance, but it lackluster for me last night.
I get that. Okay, so the men. Let's start with Joshua.
I'm a fan.
I am a huge fan,
and he didn't disappoint. And because he's young, he is listening. And did you see the growth from when we did prelims to now? You see the absolute growth because in prelims he was like almost missed it because he was so much. Yeah, and he's now learning how to hone that gift and make it believable and make it a song, make it a story. And he's listening.
My best friend, because the thing that blesses me about Joshua every week, and they don't show you guys all of the things that Kim does in mentoring. They really just started to get deep into the mentoring this week. She is really on them about, we know you love God. Now we want to see how you're going to take center stage. And Joshua is the one who takes the notes from everybody, from him, from me, from whomever he's dealing with, and the MDs or whomever, and he applies it. And when he gets to that stage, it's like, boy, you listen. And it's awesome. So I agree with you 100%. Ashford, what'd you think?
He was Ashford. I think the group was happy for him, but that was his comfort zone. I think that he could have done a Crouch song any day, all day. And even though he said, with a classic, you can't really do much. He did him. And he didn't. Yeah. It wasn't any different than what he's done before.
Right.
But the men stepped up last night, I think. And Ashford, I wasn't impressed. I just knew he could do it.
Right. And Pastor Lampkin, baby.
He's my favorite male vocalist on the competition.
That Michael Lambert. Mm-hmm. He's all right with me.
Mm-hmm. Because he's seasoned and he comes with knowledge and he just knows placement. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. He does.
He knows when to bring it and when to pull it back and when to make it effective. He's mm-hmm. he's my favorite male. Besides, you know, Joshua, I think, you know, between him, Joshua and Erica were my tops mm-hmm. As far as the overall competition.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I love him.
Yeah, I think it's just been a good competition.
It has.
And the final six mm-hmm. really are making their statement, and I love it, love it, love it. And what about Isaac Carey and Zacardi, who can sing anything for me?
Yeah. Yeah. I love We Are Not Ashamed on Isaac's record. I love his rendition of it, and he has Pastor Key on that. And so I was nervous how he was going to do that with just Zacardi, because sometimes Zacardi can be overkill, but they were overkill in the right place.
Yeah, they complimented each other's kill. It was good, and I totally agree with you. But they, like, and it was this one part that, you know, Cheryl, you know how I am, and I like a part, I just rewind it. This one little part, this one thing, he would do it, and the people I was in the house with, I was like, did you just hear him? But you didn't hear that. Let me rewind it for you. It was so good. It was a great show. I was proud to be, and I am proud to be, and I always have been, but it just, this year is a special year, and Kirk Franklin said it. It reminded him, and I'm sure if Yana Crawley's listening somewhere, mm-hmm. she's going to stick her chest out. It reminded him of season two.
Yeah.
It was a good season. That was where it seemed like Sunday Best took his legs and started walking.
Yeah, by far, season two has been the best season. And
it really has.
This
it
one
was
has.
A phenomenal season.
I was nervous in the beginning because I've been a part of the process and kind of thinking how you overlook so many other great singers.
Mm-hmm.
But but I get it, you know, and now seeing the full show, you're like, okay, producers didn't do bad, you know.
Well, thank you, Cheryl.
And I got to say, Niels, the whole Andre Crouch night, you know, kudos to you and to the producers of the show for doing that. I mean, it was priceless to see Pastor Crouch sitting there and just weeping and so overwhelmed with the talent that's just, you know, redoing his songs and knowing that long before him, his songs will forever live.
Oh, I mean, that has to be overwhelming to know that you wrote songs like that when you were like in your teenage years.
Yeah,
you weren't really even trying to write them. They just were coming out of your spirit and you putting them down, not thinking anybody's going to care. And so like when I used to work with Kirk Moore and I would ask him, like, is it like going into heaven and taking dictation and then coming back?
When
you have songs like that, it's like, how do you say we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm,
for it is power unto self. I mean, really?
You
just take the scripture and just put a great melody to it and we just want to sing it. It's awesome.
It's
and I
awesome.
Love it. So I'm glad that everybody enjoyed it and me and Cheryl are back to share with you guys the praise. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. And next week, Cheryl Jackson. You're gonna probably text me next week because it's the Clark sisters and Kiara.
Ooh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Great stuff. All right, I can't wait for it. Don't forget to tune in on Sunday, 8 p.m. Got to see what they're going to do on Sunday. They have to eliminate somebody, so it's getting better and better each Sunday.
Right. We have no choice. Somebody got
to go. All right, honey. I will talk to you next week. Log on to praisedc.com. All of the full commentary is right there. Love you, Niels.
Love you, Cheryl.
Bye-bye, hon.
Bye-bye.